Big day, very big day. Today was absolutely historic, and we are so pleased that the Supreme Court stood on the right side of history and declared sections of the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional.
Do you think today was a turning point?
Certainly. You know, the Supreme Court's taking up the case was historic, and the fact that, you know, they came back with two positive rulings, both in striking down Section 3 of DOMA, paving the way for legally married same-sex couples in 12 states to be able to access federal benefits, and certainly with the Supreme Court reacting to the Prop 8 case and basically bringing marriage also to California, making it the 13th state in the nation.
Again, because it was there, and then that
again,
went away.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you filed an amicus brief. Your group filed an amicus brief in the DOMA case, correct?
That's correct.
So you basically said, slowly at first, and then in rapid course, the laws of New York came to acknowledge the urgency of the issue. And did you feel that the Supreme Court in some way reacted to your amicus brief?
Oh, certainly. What we had actually brought to the Supreme Court in our amicus brief was really recognizing the harms that legally married same-sex couples here in our state face faced as a result of DOMA. You know, certainly, you know, in Edie Windsor's case, she's a New Yorker. She faced extreme discrimination when it came to, you know, her estate tax. And actually what you were quoting is actually from Justice Kennedy's opinion himself.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Who actually cited, you know, the statewide deliberative process here in New York that enabled its citizens to discuss and weigh arguments for and against same-sex marriage, and ultimately acted to enlarge the definition of marriage to correct what its citizens and elected representatives perceived to be an injustice that they had not earlier known or understood.
The DOMA decision, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Lynn Faria, Deputy Executive Director of the Empire State Pride Agenda, about the Supreme Court decisions today concerning gay marriage. Now, the DOMA case seems to be a fairly broad decision. The Prop 8 would seem to be a rather limited Supreme Court decision, which means perhaps that case is, while settled in California, it's not as broad as perhaps you would have wanted, yes?
Yes, not as broad as what we would have hoped, which would have brought marriage, you know, to all 50 states. But certainly both of these cases are a win for Americans and for, you know, same-sex couples across the country.
Mm. Where do you go moving forward?
Moving forward, we have 37 more states to win, to win the right to marry. And here in New York, you know, we're still fighting for equality for all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender New Yorkers. You know, right now in New York State, transgender New Yorkers can be fired from their jobs, kicked out of their home, or even denied service in a restaurant simply for being who they are. And we're working to pass a statewide non-discrimination law called the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act.
Lynn Faria, thank you for being with us today. Lynn is Deputy Executive Director of the Empire State Pride Agenda. Congratulations to you, and thank you for being with us on Midday Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me, Ray.